to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I am pleased to be joined by Congressman David Young once again. He's going around to all of the counties in the district and going to some agricultural sites as he's celebrating the harvest on his Bringing the Harvest tour. So, David, I'm pleased to have you join me today.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. And it, as you know, this is a special time in Iowa in the fall when we're bringing in the harvest. And so this is my annual harvest tour and just checking out a bunch of different producers, not just your corn and your beans and your grains, but also checking out a dairy, an egg facility. We'll be looking at some water demonstration projects and an ethanol plant. And so it's important to know what's going on in the district.
You made a stop here specifically in Guthrie County, in Guthrie Center. That's the Rose Acres Farm and to the egg facility here. You got a chance to take a tour of the facility. What did you notice and what do you like what you see?
Well, you know, I noticed here that they're just top-notch in terms of technology and the ability to process as many eggs as they do here, about 1.6 million a day. And then in talking with folks that work here, they love their job here. This is a good paying job. Part of the community, there's a good sense of workmanship and pride here. And I learned that there's a labor shortage as well. And folks here at Rose Acres need help. They're about 10 employees short here right now.
Absolutely. It seems to be a growing trend across not just Iowa, but the country in general in a lack of employers to fill the positions that are most needed. And are you seeing that in other industries around the district or around Guthrie County specifically?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, whether it's a plant like Tyson has in Perry or if it's going to be any kind of dairy like the one we'll be at in Atlantic today, with unemployment so low at about, you know, just hovering around 3%, there's a need for workers and there's a shortage of them. And I think it's important to know that, and it's also important to see what you can do to help with that labor supply.
And lastly here on the agricultural front, going along with the latest developments in budgeting and future farm bills and things of that nature, have you heard anything from the president as to how he's committed to agriculture or any specific things that we could be looking for, any financial assistance that farmers here in Guthrie County can be looking for?
Well, you know, when it was candidate Trump at the time and when he was running for the presidency, he talked a lot about support for Iowa agriculture, and we just need to make sure that he follows up his policies with his rhetoric and vice versa. And so we saw recently with the renewable fuel standard that the EPA was tinkering with, that the EPA needs to keep its commitment to the renewable fuel standards and the biofuel standard because that's important to our economy. The president promised that he would protect Iowa agriculture and the renewable fuel standards and biofuels. And so we're always, you know, watching and listening what the president's saying, anybody within the administration and folks on within the Republican Party and on the other side of the aisle as well from those other states that are primarily oil states.
And getting to know just a couple other things developing. Speaking of the president, he recently declared the opioid epidemic as a national health emergency. And I know you've been working to combat that crisis and to find options for those affected. What is Congress doing specifically to maybe encourage programs or funding to help those in need?
Well, we passed legislation in the last Congress that would really streamline any kind of federal program that would help deliver funds to localities to deal with this, whether it's law enforcement or whether it's rehabilitation centers and intervention centers to stop this, because it's killing people we know, friends, neighbors, sometimes family members. And it is an epidemic. It's a national emergency. You look at communities like Bridgewater. It's called Take Back Bridgewater. They're taking over their community because it's being ravaged with opioids. So we need to look at this from a control angle and also a rehabilitation angle as well.
And as a couple weeks away, it's Veterans Day. Are you going to be around your districts or any events that you'll be attending that veterans or those that have close ties to veterans can come visit with you on veterans issues?
You bet. You know, the neat thing about being from this district and being from Van Meter is the Iowa Veterans Cemetery is right here in the district, right off the interstate at the Van Meter exit. And so I'll start out my morning there and then try to hit some other events throughout the day. And so it's a special day, but every day we should be thanking our veterans for what they've done for us, giving us these liberties and freedoms, and we should not take them for granted, because freedom is not free.
And I know that President Trump has stated emphatically of his support for veteran services and for veterans' health. What's the progress on getting reform for those individuals?
Well, we've made some great progress with making sure that the Veterans Administration, one, has the proper funding that they need to take care of our veterans. Two, try to get through the bureaucratic haze to make sure that help for veterans aren't caught up somewhere in a bureaucratic mess. Three, that there's accountability with the VA, protecting whistleblowers if they see something wrong, where they're not treating veterans fairly and justly, that they should be able to be terminated. You know, if you're not doing your job, especially if you're supposed to be serving veterans, you need to be shown the door, and somebody else should come in and make sure they have that commitment for veterans. And so we love our veterans in Iowa. All across the country, we honor our veterans. It's a very special day, but every day we should thank a veteran.
Absolutely. That's Congressman David Young. He represents the 3rd District here in Iowa, making some stops throughout the district, and specifically Guthrie County, for bringing in the Harvest Tour. David, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure. It's definitely fall, and after the harvest comes in, here comes old man winter.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.